Conrad Boderweg knew something was wrong. His body was beginning to break down.
When I turned 60, it seemed like I walked into a brick wall. Nothing was going right. I used to be a long-distance runner. I couldn't run. I couldn't even walk very far. It just looked like I was falling apart.
He began suffering from restless leg syndrome and other involuntary movements.
And my legs would just start to jump around, particularly at night when I was trying to go to sleep. There was a lot of dyskinesia. I moved my head around so much that my neck got sore.
His doctors were stumped as to the cause.
They had me on various medications trying to get things fixed, and nothing seemed to work.
Conrad's physical therapist, whom he'd been working with for many years, actually provided the initial diagnosis.
She put it all together and one day said, "I hate to tell you this, but I think you've got Parkinson's disease."
The disease had taken away Conrad's strength and his energy, and something he cherished even more, his ability to express himself as a writer and poet.
I couldn't even read my own writing. There was no way to get the things I had in my mind out of my head. I contracted micrographia, which is the inability to write well. Typing became difficult too. So then the option was to go to a computer voice recognition system. My voice then became softer, too soft for the program to understand the words that I was using, and it could not recognize my voice.
Conrad's wife, Pat, encouraged him to attend meetings and support groups with other Parkinson's disease patients in his hometown of Summerfield, Florida, but he admits that didn't last long.
There were a lot of people there with advanced Parkinson's disease, and for a guy who was just getting started on this road, watching them, talking to them, visualizing myself in that situation was just psychologically devastating.
But Pat didn't give up. She kept attending those meetings and one day met UF neurologist and co-director of the UF Movement Disorder Center at Shands at the University of Florida, Dr. Mike Okun. She asked Dr. Okun if he'd see her husband.
Dr. Okun said, sure. He gave Pat a number, and she called and got me an appointment. And I have been with him ever since. So I guess probably 8 years now.
After working with Dr. Okun and the other members of the Movement Disorder Center, the team realized that Conrad's medication alone was no longer sufficient. All the pills had taken him about as far as he could go. So they recommended deep brain stimulation, or DBS, a unique treatment that uses microbursts of electricity to correct movement and other types of disorders. After a physical and psychological evaluation to determine if he was a good candidate for DBS, Conrad began his journey to recovery.
You know, I was so excited. You know, I had expected that I would have to be almost dying before I got to that point.
Conrad was a little nervous at first. After all, DBS is a type of brain surgery. To keep his head immobilized during the procedure, surgeons used a halo. Conrad said the only discomfort he felt during the four-hour procedure was the anesthetic shots he received in his skull to fasten that device. Other than that, he said the process was not all that bad, even though he was awake during the procedure.
The deep brain stimulation surgery was not difficult. You could essentially say that it was done on an outpatient basis, except that I did spend one night in the hospital for each of the two probes that they put in. I did both the left side and the right side. It was very, relatively easy to lay there and just do nothing and just listen to them. They put me at ease very quickly, and pretty much when they were through, they closed me up and took me to a room, and I went home the next day.
Surgeons placed two tiny probes into his brain that are controlled by a computer chip inside a small battery pack and planted into his chest. After the surgery, through a series of follow-up visits over the course of several months, Conrad's stimulator was calibrated so that his body was operating at its best. So what about the restless leg syndrome and other symptoms Conrad experienced prior to DBS?
Most of that has gone away. I still have restless legs for an hour or so in the evening, about bedtime, and I've learned to kind of pace myself and not try to go to bed too early. I would say that I have improved my energy level And I like to walk, so I do that. And I can ride a bicycle. And I own a motorcycle. And I still ride a motorcycle. Would like to go sailing again. We used to own a big sailboat. We sold it a few years back.
Conrad also said that he's able to cut back on all his medications by at least half. What about his passion for poetry and his ability to type and write?
Most of that came back. I still can't write to suit myself, but I type pretty well all the time. And I just finished my second book, and it's available on Amazon.com if anybody wants to look it up.
And in that book, you'll find some inspirational words from Conrad, poems about the trials he's faced. There's one in particular that stands out.
One is called Good Days and Better Days. And it talks about having realized what I had and how I've understood what it is and kind of grown with it. You've got to fight it every day. You can't give in to it, because if you do, then the next time you want it wants to take over, you'll be more inclined to let it do that.
So what's Conrad's advice for other DBS candidates who may suffer from Parkinson's disease or other type of movement disorder?
Well, the first thing to do is to find out all you can find out about it. Secondly is not to be afraid of it. It's not nearly as bad as it sounds like it is. For the results, the benefits, it's well worth your time. My progress has really been, for me, been great.
To request a new patient evaluation or appointment at the UF Movement Disorder Center, call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. And if you'd like more information about DBS and the UF Movement Disorder Center, log on to shands.org/healthcast to hear from the center's co-directors, Drs. Mike Okun and Kelly Foote. This is Garrett Hall. Thanks for listening, and take care. Thank you for listening to Shands Healthcast. Shands Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shands Healthcast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shands.org/healthcast. Shands Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shands includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shands.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shands hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and Shands, the science of hope.